This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong police say the territory is returning to normal after heavy protests resulted in the arrests of nearly 150 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the city is mostly calm following a day and night of chaos in which protesters paralyzed traffic and assaulted 21 police stations and other facilities. Police have told the media 148 people aged between 13 and 63 were detained, and they had fired 800 tear gas grenades and 140 rubber bullets during the clashes. Weeks of protests have demanded immediate political change, a probe into police use of force against protesters, and full democracy for the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is resigning after a two-year tour. Here's more from AP's Ben Thompson.
A Russian foreign ministry official describes Huntsman as a professional, but says the political state of affairs in the U.S. made it impossible for him to fully develop bilateral ties. Huntsman says he's leaving so that he can reconnect with family and home responsibilities. Political associates say he's considering another run for governor in Utah.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan vowed Tuesday to reach out to global stakeholders, including the United Nations Security Council, a day after rival India revoked the special status of the disputed Kashmir region that both countries claim. Prime Minister Khan told an emergency session of the Pakistani parliament the Indian action would intensify the ongoing insurgency in the majority Muslim Kashmir, and the ensuing tensions could trigger another war between the two nuclear-armed nations. The Pakistani leader said the conflict could eventually lead to an exchange of nuclear weapons, and he asked whether the world is prepared for the worst. In Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump campaign and Republican Party have